Hello, welcome to episode 3.
Did you drop all the other one?
No, but episode 2 or 3.
Yeah, episode 2 we tried some new mics. They weren't very good.
The mics honestly made it worse. So then we're debating about uploading episode 2. So this is, yeah, episode 2 or 3.
2.5. And we're implementing a new system.
Yeah.
Of a theme.
Theme.
For each episode.
So literally 5 minutes ago, we were like, oh, let's each come up with like a few topics. What should the one word theme be? Don't think I picked a great word.
I think you picked a pretty good one.
I picked tax, like T-A-X, because that's on my mind lately. We're filing our taxes. It's tax season.
So we're going to be going through the ins and outs of the legal system. And how taxes work. Tax codes.
No.
W-2s.
1098-T's,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we...
So buckle in for a 3.5-hour episode.
Honestly, I only have 2 topics and they're so short, so I hope you carried the weight.
Mine are pretty good, I think. They're maybe not that long, but I think they're interesting, maybe.
Okay. All right, cool.
Other non-tax-related things. I just got Invisalign.
Oh, my God. Ben, literally before this, said, let's not air out my dirty laundry.
No, not... Not that, but,
You have a lisp.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a lisp. It kind of sucks. Hopefully, they say your mouth gets used to it. We'll see. I don't know.
Ben had braces when he was little, but I guess men's jaws...
Yeah.
...can move, like, in college and give you... Like, your teeth aren't crooked, for clarity. It's just your bite.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that it's pretty common for, like, as guys get older, your bottom jaw grows forward, but your top, like, your top teeth stay where they are, which is what happened to me.
So you don't have an underbite, but the first time I ever saw an underbite, I was at Skate World, and I just remember someone in line had an underbite, and I was like, oh my god.
Like, actually?
Yeah, like, actually.
That sucks.
Like this. And I just felt so bad. Ever seen someone with an underbite?
Not, like... All the time, like, I feel like I've seen someone do an underbite face, but I've never seen someone who's just at rest has an underbite.
I know, I feel so bad. I feel sick.
Right now?
Yeah, the listeners should know, I downed a box of Whoppers and a box of Sweet Tarts. I actually feel, like, ill.
Well.
But I'll be okay.
Yeah, hopefully you don't vomit.
No, I might. I'll be okay, though.
All right, let's get down to business. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay, you start.
Get it?
No. Get down to what?
Brass tacks.
Your lisp, I can't.
Brass.
Brass?
Yeah, like the metal.
Right.
Tacks.
Okay, what's that mean?
It's just a phrase people use. It's like, let's get down to business.
Okay, let's get down
to brass. I thought it was on theme.
Right. When you said brass, I just thought of our sconces.
Yeah. We got some sconces.
If you don't know what a sconce is...
Then you're living under a rock.
No. Everyone knows what sconces are. Like an old, like, little lamp on the wall that, like, has fire coming out of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, usually like a candle. It's not just, like, fire flying out of it. But
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah, it's like a candle or, like, an oil, like, thing. Ours is a candle, I think. But yeah, they're nice. They're old-timey.
They're cool. I actually feel sick. You know when your mouth waters when you feel like you're gonna throw up?
I hope you don't actually throw up. That would be unfortunate. But the show must go on.
Like I said last week, if it's even uploaded, one done, it wouldn't be that bad. All right, start us off.
All right, first one. I'll start off with some words. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna quiz you on. I'm gonna read the definition, and then you tell me the word. And they all contain tax.
Oh, that's clever, but this is mean. I don't know what any words mean.
And I will say this is also a little bit mean because a lot of these are hard words. Nice to you, and I avoided... There was a couple medical words. Honorable mention, epistaxis, ataxia. I wasn't going to do that to you. Wait, epistax. Yeah, that does have tax.
Well...
But these ones are tough words. There's not a lot of easy words with tax in them.
You know what? What's honestly really frustrating, Ben, you don't do this anymore, but I feel like a couple years ago you would when you were talking, you would just think of like a really hard word to use in a sentence. And then I'd be like, dude, can you just use a normal word that I know? Because then I'd constantly be like, what does that
mean? Well, you'd get upset with me. But the problem is that the word I was using, like, described what I was trying to say better than
a common word. Give an example. Do you remember like a word?
No. I can't think of one offhand.
They were.
But it would be like a word that describes what I'm trying to say better than just like your average word. And then like, Becca would be like, you're doing this on purpose. You just try to think of a big word. And then
that made me so insecure about my vocabulary. I got dictionary, like I got an app that gave you the word of a day, like a new word each day to learn. Then it turned into bullshit because ladder would be my word. I'm like, I know what a ladder is. Like, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's either that or they give you a word that's just, like, ridiculous that no one will ever use because it's, like, so obscure and complicated.
Yeah, so I'm done with that.
They need to give, yeah, they need to up their
ass. Honestly, I don't even care, though.
All right, and then I also got a little creative. Like, all right, we'll start off with this one. A short, flat-headed pin used for fastening paper to a wall.
Wait, I thought you were giving me a word and I would tell you the definition.
No, I'm giving you a definition. You tell me the word.
That's harder.
A short... I'm not just trying to quiz you on definitions. It's more about if you guess the word. A short, flat-headed pin used for fastening paper to a wall or other surface.
Short, flat-headed pin. Oh, I feel, a short, flat-headed pin. Oh! Oh, I know this one. A short... Isn't that just called, like, a tack?
Yeah, thumbtack. Tack.
That's the, that sounds like a tax in it.
Well, if it's plural.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. I got a little creative because a lot of the ones with T-A-X are very difficult.
Okay.
But I do have some T-A-X ones coming up. I'm just starting you off easy. Get your confidence up.
I should have, okay.
Next one. Take aggressive action against with weapons or armed force, typically in a battle or war.
In a battle or war. I don't like this. I think you should give me the word. You should give me the word and I should give the definition.
Okay.
Wait, can you... But for this one, we'll continue. Can you repeat
it? Take aggressive action against with weapons or armed force, typically in a battle or war.
Take aggression against. Retaxiate.
No, attack.
That doesn't even have tax.
All right, well... Those were the two easy ones.
They're not easy because they don't have the word tax.
These next three actually have tax in them, but they're a little harder.
Okay, Give me the word, and I'm going to tell you the definition. I don't know any words with tax in them.
I don't like that.
I literally, if I even say the word tax, I can't think of any word.
All right, here, I'm going to give you I think you'll know it based on the definition.
I don't think I will.
Blank is the art of preserving and mounting animal bodies for display
taxidermy,
or stuff.
Oh, thank see. You, next.
Yeah, so you do know.
Yes, in criminal minds, a lot of people do taxidermy, but then the eyeballs are actually from humans that they've slaughtered.
Classic.
Yeah, and remember that criminal minds episode?
No, I don't watch it that much. Mm. And then Matthew Riegelberg gets him.
Yeah, Reed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
And they say, we're looking for a 35-year-old white male who grew up in an orphanage. We've got 16 matches. Is there anything else?
Cross-reference that with... Okay, baby girl, I'm on it. I used to watch so much Criminal Minds.
Alright. This is the science of classifying organisms into groups based on their shared characteristics.
I don't know. All I'm thinking is phenotype.
No, we're looking for words with tax in them.
Genotype, it's coming to mind. Can you say one more time?
The science of classifying organisms into groups based on their shared characteristics.
I feel like I'm going to throw up from these sweet tarts. I feel so sick. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Taxonomy.
No, is that not the same as taxidermy? It's
quite different.
No,
quite different.
I actually know the word taxonomy.
All right, this one is the arrangement of words and phrases to create well-formed sentences in a language.
Well, it sounds like something I can't do. Say it again.
The arrangement of words and phrases to create well-formed sentences in a language.
Linguist tax.
Nope, syntax. Syntax is all what right. I'm looking for.
Can we be done with this?
Yeah, that's the end.
That's stupid.
You got 3 out of 5, or 2 out of 5.
I can't even look at you.
Why? Because you feel like you're going to
throw up? I feel like I'm going to throw up.
I hope you don't. All right, your turn.
My first topic was, what are your thoughts on... This is my 1 out of 2 topics I came up with. What are your thoughts when stores... I feel like in other countries they do it... Well, I actually don't know where I've seen this, but I've seen it somewhere where they display the price after tax.
Respect.
Have you seen that? And where have you seen that? Because I feel like we've seen that before.
In all of our world travels? Yeah, we do travel quite a bit. I don't know. I probably have, but I don't pay that close of attention. But yeah, that's how it should be.
I know. Why are you like guesstimating?
Yeah, no sneak attack.
Yeah.
And sometimes taxes don't make sense to me. Because it's like 6%, right? But then like sometimes I feel like it's not.
I agree with you. Sometimes
you know what I'm saying? Are there certain items where it's like they're not taxed?
I thought food wasn't taxed. But McDonald's orders always taxed.
Yeah, Little Caesars, Hot and Ready's are definitely taxed.
I think like certain food maybe isn't taxed or something.
Maybe like produce or something.
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
I don't know either. And then it also doesn't make a ton of sense that the tax isn't like, well, maybe it does. I was going to say that it isn't just like proportional to, like if something's 99 cents, suddenly it doesn't get taxed.
No, it does.
I thought it did.
Oh, you told me that.
I thought that's what the whole point of 99 cents. I don't know. Now I'm confused. Because, yeah, then sometimes stuff is 105.
It's 105.
Yeah.
But I will say.
Now I'm confused. I don't know.
From working at Westbourne, I've memorized some prices after tax. You want to get a dozen short stem red roses?
I'll tell you how much it is.
$12.99 after tax. $13.77.
Right? After tax, $13.77. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a couple ones. What was $9.99? Was it $10.59?
Oh, it was the shoe outlet. $9.99. Are you out of your mind? Turn shoe outlet. I remember that commercial.
When flowers were different prices, and so I think $9.99 was $10.59. That sounds right. I feel like Rachel will know some of these. What are other ones? I think $6.99 might have been $7.41.
I know the
$2.99, $3.17. Maybe that's wrong. What's that noise?
I don't know. Some people outside being rambunctious.
A lot of people.
Youths.
Anyways.
I also know,
what does that make you think of? Youths.
New girl.
Yeah.
I also know, 29 or 250, okay. Mr. Adams, Rockaway, FUBU, Echo and Living, Mr. Adams.
No, it was dirty at Westbourne. Usually, short stem, like a dozen short stem roses were like, on a good day, like $9.99. But I feel like typically like $12.99 was the going price. Valentine's Jack Day, $24.99. I'm not kidding. They would literally like double the prices.
Supply and demand, player.
Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or like a dozen long stem roses. You know the difference?
I would guess that long stem roses have long stems. If yes. I was gonna just
it's so silly. Venture again. They're so big, and then people cut them down. It's like, what's the point? Those would usually be like $3 a piece. So what's 3 times 12?
36. Is this enough?
No, but it'd be like 36. But then they would raise it to like 50.
Yeah. So wait, are long stem roses, the stems are longer to begin with, or they just leave them longer?
No, the flower as a whole, like the flower head is bigger and the stems are longer. They're honestly just a pain.
Yeah.
Anyways, Westbourne. Okay, what's your next topic?
Mine is just fun facts about tax loopholes.
Really?
Okay, I won't do that one.
What, you can write off, like, what was the kind of car you can write off?
I don't know.
I think you can write off a certain car because it weighs enough. It might be a G-Wagon.
That's not a very fun fact. That's very mildly fun. These are more fun. I'll just go through them quick. As of 2004, whaling captains, if you, like, catch whales, I guess, are eligible for up to $10,000 in deductions on ship repairs.
Are whales really running into that many ships?
It's if you're like hunting whales. However, since whaling in the U.S. is banned for all but Native American cultures, you might find it a bit difficult to make this one work for you and your boat. Native Americans can hunt whales in the U.S.?
Yeah, what?
Wait, how but they I didn't do that. It doesn't sound like a very lucrative business. I don't get business.
Why they're giving you like an incentive to hunt whales. Do we have like a whale overpopulation problem?
It's not really it's banned in the U.S. It's not really an incentive. I think they're just eligible for like tax deduction on ship repairs because it's like a business thing.
Oh, when you said ship repairs, I thought you meant like the whales were like messing up people's ships.
No, it's like just like wear and tear. Oh. I think. I mean, I guess it could mess up your ship. How lucrative can whale hunting really be? How do you even find a whale?
How do you like harvest it or whatever?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Oh my god.
Man, I know that. Okay, next one. When relocating for a new job, most people are wise to the fact that your moving expenses are tax deductible. What you may not be aware of is the cost of moving your pet is also included in this write-off. Boring.
Dogs can't fly anymore in the belly of the plane, so how are you moving your dog?
Driving. Boat. this one's not underbite, it's overbite. If your child has an overbite, you may want to enroll them in clarinet lessons. Both the clarinet and music lessons are tax deductible, thanks to a 1962 provision added after orthodontists argued that playing the clarinet helps with the child's overbite and thus may qualify as medical expense.
Playing the clarinet. I always thought that was cooler than the flute.
Way cooler.
But all my friends played the flute in band.
That doesn't mean cool.
Crystal was last year.
That's embarrassing. How many people were playing?
I don't know, but she was always pretty bad. I never did band. I only did orchestra. What about you?
I didn't either. Mm. I'm not very musically inclined.
Didn't you have to play the violin?
In, like, fourth grade, but that doesn't count as
orchestra. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that doesn't count as orchestra.
Did I play the violin in middle school?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that doesn't count as orchestra. That's just, like, you're like plucking hot cross buns.
Do you know what they use to... You know what? You put the thing... What's it called when you play the violin with, like, the...
Rosin. Bow.
The bow. Do you know what you rub the bow in?
Rosin. I just said.
I thought it was sap. What's rosin?
Well, it's called rosin, but I think it is, like, made from sap, maybe?
Ah.
I don't know. But it's called rosin.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the song
Devil. And it's horsehair in the rod. How do you know so much about violins?
I know things.
Mm-hmm.
You can get...
Wait, dude, what did you think was doper, the violin or the viola?
I feel like the violin. The viola...
I feel like I always kind of wanted to play the viola.
It seemed cooler, but it's also like, okay, you're not a hipster. Like, you're not different. It's basically the same instrument.
Right, right, right.
Just play the damn violin. Yeah. Like, get off your high horse.
Yeah.
So, that's why I didn't like them. Home swimming pools have been nicknamed the money pit. But if you have a medical condition that a swimming regimen could help alleviate, your money pit may qualify as a tax deduction. Oh.
What does that yellow thing mean?
That it's recording, maybe? I don't know.
A swimming pool tax deduction. Me and Ben have talked. We don't want a swimming pool.
Oh, no.
Too much work.
You want to know someone with a swimming pool. You don't want to own a swimming pool.
You have to have a pool boy or girl. And it's just a whole thing. Yeah. It's not...
Yeah, best case scenario is to have a close friend with a swimming pool that you have access to.
Like Nick.
Yes, and then you don't have to maintain it and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Even criminals can deduct. Made famous by the trials of celebrity criminals, most everyone knows criminals are technically required to pay taxes on their ill-gotten gains. What you may not be aware of, however, is that if caught, you may be able to write off your legal defense.
What?
You can write off your, like, lawyer.
If you're a criminal?
Yeah.
If your lawyer gets appointed to you, like, if you do not have an attorney, one will be appointed to you.
Yeah.
You have to pay for that.
Well, I guess you can write it off. I don't know.
Hmm.
But, yeah, you know, it's a good question, actually. Because, yeah, that would suck if they're like, yeah, we'll appoint one to you, but then you owe us $50,000.
When Charlie was watching the TV today, there was a Sam Bernstein commercial, and he started blowing kisses to Sam Bernstein.
Well, it wasn't Sam.
It was Carl.
Was it Carl?
I don't know.
I think it was Carl. Which one?
I don't know all their names, Ben. Is there a Keith?
If there is, he's the one they don't put on TV.
Carl Bernstein.
Let's see, there's two guys.
Carl. There's Beth. Everyone knows
Beth. I mean, Bethy. She's a legend. But who's the other guy? The one.
Don't say it. Carl's the one. Carl's the one that is blind.
So who's the other? Oh, Mark Bernstein.
He's like the favorite.
He's the one that was on the commercial that Charlie was blowing kisses to. Okay. So shout out Mark. If you guys want to send us Lions tickets for next season, you can.
Please.
All right. What's your next topic?
I was at a party with Sam Bernstein once.
You should have said hi.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, my next topic?
Yes.
This is my next and last topic. I didn't do very good this week.
Mine's not great either, but my next one's kind of fun.
Okay. Mine is... when I heard tax, I wasn't thinking T-A-X. I was thinking T-A-C-S.
Okay.
Tic-tacs. So my question to you is, out of the green, white, and orange tic-tacs...
Is green spearmint?
I think so. I think so, yeah. Rank them.
This is just best to worst. So easy. White, yeah. Orange, green.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah, it was just so easy.
For a while, white's I would put best. The orange above. They're kind of fun.
Orange are fun, but they're just like... They're like different. They're not Tic Tacs. They're like...
Yeah.
They're like candy.
I agree with you your know? Ranking. White's so
White is so good. What flavor is it? Is it like vanilla?
Peppermint?
It's like vanilla peppermint.
Oh, it does have like a
something.
Vanilla like coating.
Yeah. I showed you this before. One time I ate a whole box of them and like really quickly.
That's not impressive.
And, no, that's not the what I'm telling you. I ate them in probably like 10 minutes. And then I was at my brother's soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like playing with soccer ball and stuff. And then I ate a bunch of Tic Tacs. And then I was thirsty and I went to drink water. And my throat felt like it was in a blizzard.
Oh my
it
God.
Was, no, I couldn't even ingest the water.
Well,
it was so
cold. That
would
be so cool if it was a tin of Altoids, which oh I gosh. Could ingest in 10 minutes. And they are curiously strong. I feel so sick from these sweethearts.
Okay. Every single time we get Altoids, Becca's like, I bet I could, like, eat this whole tin right now. And I'm like, okay, like, I believe you. And then she's like, you want to bet me that I can't do it? And I'm like, not really. I kind of want the tin. I don't want you to eat it all right now. And she's like, come on, just, like, bet me that I can't do it. I'm like, no, I'm okay.
I would be so good in a food eating contest, for real.
So.
I just done 2 boxes of candy.
I don't know if you'd do that.
I have a stomach of steel. I could do hot
dogs.
You
say you're going to vomit after 2 boxes of candy.
I do feel really sick, but that was like 2,000 calories.
It is a lot. Actually, no, Whoppers are low cal, remember?
No.
Yeah.
These sweet tarts, there's 60 calories per serving. There's 13 servings. And the Whoppers are... Ben, these are not low calorie. 140 calories per serving, 13 servings.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I read that wrong. I lied, guys. These are low cal. Okay, the sweet tarts, 60 calories per serving, 9 servings.
Oh, so much better.
The Whoppers, 140 calories per serving, 4.5 servings. You're right.
Yeah, the Whoppers are the low cal option.
25% less good. Fat.
Whoppers are terrible, let's be honest.
Okay, what's your next topic?
All right. When I heard tax, first thing I thought of was taxi, and I thought of the test that taxi drivers have to take, where I give you one location and you have to tell me how to get to a different location on the roads.
Is this all taxi drivers or just New York?
Well, I think it's the one that you do in London. I don't know otherwise.
So I have to tell you how to get somewhere.
I have 3 of them.
Oh, fun. I did think
increasing
of taxi
in difficulty.
And honestly, you know what I thought of?
Hmm.
I thought of Taxi, and then I thought of the movie with Queen Latifah called Taxi. And then I thought of Cash Cab.
Okay.
Red light challenge.
Cash Cab's fake, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, you have to apply to be on it.
So stupid.
I know.
They're so fake.
I know. Like, you're gonna make it, like, this whole thing where you're in a cab.
If you had to
like,
phone a friend, who would it be?
On Cash Cab?
Just, like, trivia, yeah, phone a friend.
Phone a friend? I mean, it depends on the type of question.
Let's say it's, like, just, like, kind of general knowledge. Like, it's not, like, super smarty, it's just kind of, like...
But it really is very question-dependent.
Okay.
I wish I could give you a good answer, but, like...
Pop culture.
Like, somewhat recent?
Yeah. Who would be your pop culture phone a friend be?
I mean, it depends on the question.
Oh my god.
If it's like something about the like the Kardashians or something, then it'd be like you. But if it's something about
not me.
Okay, then it would be like Sarah.
Oh yeah. But if it was something about the royal family.
Yeah. But if it's something about like, I don't know, sports or something like that, I'd call someone else. So okay. It's very question dependent.
Okay, anyways.
Honestly, I feel like I called my dad for like anything a little older. He knows weird
he
facts.
He was killing it when we were doing Trivial Pursuit
yeah.
North.
Yeah, he knows a lot of weird facts and right. stuff. So he would kind of be my general go-to for anything like pre-2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to just do these together or should...
Can I be honest? I forgot what it is.
It's the taxi test. Or should we do it and then look on my phone on the actual route that it takes us? To confirm.
I don't think we need to confirm the actual route. I'm not going for most efficient way. I'm just going how to get there.
Come on. You gotta go moderately
most
efficient.
Efficient?
I mean, you have to be pretty close. You can't just be like, oh yeah, it's 10 miles. We're gonna take side streets the whole way.
Okay.
Alright, first one.
There's a lot of rules.
First one. And some of these are in Detroit. Some are in, like, Royal Oak area.
Okay.
So this first one is Detroit.
Okay.
You have to get from this. This is a softball to start out with.
Softy.
Get from the CVS on Warren.
This is really specific. No one's going to know where this is.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know.
The CVS.
On Warren to Little Caesars Arena.
Got it. If you don't know where the CVS on Warren is, it just...
Well, you're going to take us from the CVS to Little Caesars, so people are going to know exactly where
it is. Well,
I'm going
to tell them. If you were going on 75 downtown, you'd get off at Warren. It's right there. Get to LCA. I got it. Okay, so you're pulling out of the CVS parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's you parked in front of that blinking blue security thing that's always there. You know what I mean?
And it talks sometimes.
Yeah, it fucking
like,
yells at you.
Like, really loud.
What does it say?
I don't know what it says, but it's scary. It, like, yells sometimes.
We've gone to that CVS a lot. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. You pull out of the CVS. I will mind you, you're pulling onto Warren. It's a boulevard, babe, so you gotta turn right. And then do a Michigan left, and you're heading, don't know the direction, but you're heading towards Woodward.
West.
Okay, you're heading west, you're driving on Warren, beep beep, you cross, did I have to tell you exactly?
No, just tell me where you turn.
You cross some streets, okay, then you're gonna turn your blinker on and get,
okay.
and get in the left-hand turn lane. This is, right now we're at the Woodward and Warren
Watch out for the car in your blind spot.
No, literally, there is a blind spot because there's some tall shrubs in the boulevard, in the median for some reason
yeah,
that you can never
actually,
see.
Yeah.
So it's a sketchy turn. So actually, I would recommend avoiding that left turn and actually going straight through Woodward, doing a turnaround and doing it that way. It seems much easier. So then, anyways, if you do the turnaround, the safer option, you're turning right on Woodward. That'll take you to LCA, babe. What I will say is... there's all these, like, posts, so you can't really stop on... Am I just doing a drop-off? Am I parking? It's $40 usually behind. It's really expensive.
You just
gotta
get there.
Okay. So, anyways, that's how I'd get to LCA.
Okay.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a little softball.
Yeah.
This next one is also pretty easy, but a little harder.
Okay. Can I have a potty break?
No.
I have to pee so bad.
Well, I got two more, and then we're done. So now we're shooting it up to Royal Oak. Get from Goldfish Tea.
It's closed. Doesn't count.
Well, okay, then the vitamin infusion place next door. to,
I don't know Royal Oak well.
What? If you want to be a taxi driver around here, you better get to know it.
I have to pee so bad. I need to pause this. Can I go pee? Can you just entertain the podcast for like 30 seconds?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Back to my last point. One time I was studying at Goldfish Tea in Royal Oak, and there's a vitamin infusion place next door, like where you get like IVs of vitamins, and I saw a surprising amount of people going in there. It was like a Saturday morning, so maybe they were like hungover and they're like, I need an IV, man. But I feel like A, it's expensive, B, no part of me, whether I'm like hungover or just like a health person, wants to go and get a needle stuck in my arm and get fluids dripped into me. I'm alright. I'll just drink them, you know? Go get some Gatorade. You know? So that's my spiel. Anyway, Becca's coming back.
It was so fast.
Yeah, it was actually really quick. Peace.
I'm back. Okay.
Alright. So, get from the business formerly known as Goldfish Tea. They closed?
I think so.
Oh, I actually liked it. Yeah.
I really like Goldfish Tea. I think
they closed. It was nice. So, go from Goldfish Tea to the Taco Bell in Clawson.
In Clawson?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I live. That's not fair.
Well, you're never going to make some taxi game.
Okay,
then.
Fine. I got it. All right, leaving Goldfish Tea. Beep, beep. Going down 4th Street. Coming up to Main, I'm turning my blinker left on Main. I'm completing that left-hand turn. Now I'm driving down Main Street. Beep, 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 beep. Let me think about this one. Driving down Main Street. Benny, I don't know directions, man.
This one's actually pretty easy.
You want most efficient?
I mean, sure.
Okay, I think some roads slant and stuff. Driving down Main Street.
Yep.
Driving down Main Street. I think I'm gonna turn. I'm gonna turn left on 12. I'm gonna take 12 over to Crooks. I'm gonna turn right on Crooks. Is this wrong?
No, that's
fine. And I'm gonna go down Crooks, and then the Taco Bell is at 14 and Crooks, and then it's on my right. I'm hitting Taco Bell. I used to go there a lot.
That works. I mean, it was a weird way to go because when you're driving down Main towards 12 Mile, you pass the part where Crooks just shoots off. So
no, you don't.
You do.
Passing down. Wait, so say it again?
You were like, you're driving down Main.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the way you did is fine. You'd get there, but.
Just you mean by Prestige?
Yes. It used to be Prestige. Not anymore.
So I could have just turned left on Crooks from there.
But, yeah. Either way, all right, that was another pretty easy one. Not the last one. This one is taking you from Detroit to Royal Oak area.
Oh, I got this. I'm good with the highways around here.
All right, you have to get from Jolly Pumpkin in Detroit.
This is so hard. I don't know if I can do this on the pod.
To the hot spot in Royal Oak that everyone knows, Dugan's Irish Pub.
Dugan's Irish Pub. And Woodward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone knows Dugan's.
Okay, I'm starting at...
If you live in Royal Oak, you've been to Dugan's. Let me just say that.
This is really hard. I've never been to Dugan's. Have you? Have you actually?
Countless times.
No, you have not.
Everyone's been to Dugan's.
You swear I'm... You know what?
I swear I'm Dugan.
You've never been there. It's the green Barney-looking place.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's a staple.
This is really hard for me to visualize. You know, I'm not good with spatial stuff.
All right, well, you said before, that's easy. I know the highways. Look, if you want to be a cabbie in these parts, you got to know how to get from Detroit to Royal Oak.
I'm leaving Jolly Pumpkin in Detroit. I sat at the famous bench that Obama sat at. I took a photo. I saw Ava's dad. It was great.
Okay.
Okay. Then I'm going on Canfield, right? I parked on the... I actually got a good parking spot, and I parked on the street on Canfield.
Nice.
Yes. So, I did that. I'm going to Cass. I'm going to turn left on Cass. I'm going to take that.
Wait, you're going to Cass. You're in... Okay.
I'm turning left on Cass. Yes. This is our old stomping grounds, for those of you that don't know. We lived there, down there for a while. You okay?
Sorry, just sneezed into a pillow.
I'm going left on Cass. Ooh, this might be embarrassing. I'm a little turned around.
Uh-oh. I'm in the back seat right now. Excuse me. Do you know where we're going? The meter's running.
What's that one? Anyways. I'm like a little...
This taxi driver has no clue where she's going.
No, I'm just a little turned around.
Seriously, should I ask to get out?
Shut up. I'm going down Cass. It's going great. You know, I'll just be safe. I'm going to go to Warren. I'm going to turn right on Warren. I'm actually conveniently going to go by that CVS.
Okay.
Then I'm going to turn left and get on a 75 North.
Okay.
Then I'm going to, you dirty, dirty, dirty dog. I'm on 75. Where am I going? Diggins. Okay, I'm on 75 North. Perfect. I'm getting off at 696 West exit. I'm going to go 696 West. I'm going to go off at exit 16, the Woodward one. where it's always backed up. And then
probably because all the traffic to Dugan's.
Yeah. I'm going to get in the right-hand turn lane. I'm going to turn right on Woodward, go down a little bit. I think Dugan's around, like, 13 mile-ish? I'm going north on Woodward. Doesn't matter how far I go, because when I see the green Dugan's, I will know to do a Michigan left and get there. That was good. That was easy. I
think it's like 11 mile.
I'm surprised you made me do one that with only one highway. Or I guess it was two highways, but I thought it was going to be like Davison Lodge.
I didn't want to make it too hard for you.
Right.
You want me to do a harder one?
No.
I can do a harder one right now.
No, I'll do one to you. Let me do one to you.
Okay.
All right. Take me from territory, specifically the liquor store, to take me to,
well, you think of that, I'll tell the listeners that is, we used to live at this apartment in Detroit, and through some research online, Becca found
some very good research, because it was so hard.
Well, this part wasn't hard. Becca found like a map of Detroit that was supposedly like a gang map.
Supposedly it was.
And our area was ran by the which there was later some crime, and the cops came and said that it was a gang.
And
so
they confirmed I know, Ben, don't act like this is not confirmed.
Oh, yeah,
the
no,
music
I
videos, the Instagram hashtags.
Yeah. Yeah, Becca did some online sleuthing, not for legal reasons, just for curiosity, if anyone is listening.
Yeah, honestly, not even being funny, I won't say their code names, but there was a lot of people with code names, and I found out their real names as well, and I then understood why they had code names, because their real names were dorky. But I never found out E-Man's real name.
Okay, just said you weren't going to drop that name.
Oh my gosh, you guys, he was, like, so cool. Like, some of them were kind of just, like, not it. Like, a little, like, scary, maybe, and didn't seem like they had the best morals. E-Man was the best. He would just get at the corner at 6 a.m. to sell drugs. He was, like, on top of it. Just a family guy. Him and Ben said hi to each other a couple times. There was just, like, a level of respect there with him.
We did have a moment of mutual respect.
He had dope.
He was out on the corner at, probably 6 a.m. It was still dark. It was, like, winter. It was cold, dark. I was leaving to go to work, and we were just, like, kind of like, hey, what's up? We're both out there, 6 a.m.
Just working. Just both hustling.
We're both working.
I really respected him. The other member that you know who I'm talking about didn't respect him as much.
Yeah.
Kind of scared me.
Yeah. One time his I don't know.
Destiny was crazy.
Stop saying their names.
We knew all their names. Like, this is the thing about, seriously, the FBI should hire me, because I did so much research and found out so much information about them.
Yeah, she was out there it was like a Sunday, I remember, because I was supposed to be studying.
Destiny.
At like 10 a.m. I was supposed to be studying, and then she pulled up, and she put on a show for like 2 hours. She kept on like coming back, and she'd yell at him, they'd fight. And then she'd, like, pull off a little bit. And then she'd skirt back around.
You forget the best part. Destiny would only put her car in reverse.
She on the wrong side of the road. She would
Destiny had a white Ford Focus hatchback with, the new Michigan license plates that's, like, navy and yellow.
Might as well say your license plate number at this point.
Every time I knew I saw that car coming, oh, my God. Yeah, she would purposely... Yeah, like Ben said, get in the wrong lane and just throw her car in reverse and constantly be doing circles like that with a steak knife.
It was bad. Then at one point, she started chasing him with a knife. Then at another point, she said something that really made him mad. And he looked like the Hulk. He picked up a cinder block over his head. And then he smashed it on the ground and started chasing her with pieces of the cinder block.
Then she called the cops on him.
Yeah, then they ran away and hid together.
She ran off with him when the cops were coming.
Yeah, they hid together when the cops came. And then the cops left and they came back out and started fighting again. It was true, like, Bonnie and Clyde. Like, I don't even know. Bonnie and Clyde. Like, I don't even know what it was.
But I miss Destiny.
Anyway, long story short. So we're starting there. And where am I going to?
You're going to, I still didn't think of something. You're going to...
Yeah, the whole idea was I was going to tell them that. Miner's Den, you say. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, easy enough. Well, there's two ways you could take... As far as the Which way I would take? I'll take you this way. Which way is faster? I don't know. So I'm going to go out of the apartment. I'm going to turn right. I'm going to, on third. Or on second.
Third?
On
you're
second.
Already wrong, babe.
On second. I'm going to turn left on MLK. I'm going to take MLK down to the lodge.
Oh, you're getting fancy with it.
Yeah, I'm going to turn right, take the service drive down a little bit, get on the lodge, take the lodge. I'm not taking 94, because the lodge to 94 to 75 is terrible. Terrible. Always backed up. Crazy drivers.
Crazy.
So I'm taking the lodge all the way down to Davison. Taking Davison over to 75. Taking 70.
Davison east or west?
East, of course. Over to 75. Taking 75 north up to, I guess it's gotta be 12 mile. And then I'll go west on 12 mile over to, Rochester, and then Rochester north.
That was pretty good. I might recommend taking Campbell. Actually, you should actually take Rochester because
yeah.
It's not Rochester.
Yeah. No, the map might tell you initially to just get straight on to 75, but I'm a lodge stan. I like the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
I think we're going to wrap this up. Seriously feel sick.
Yeah, we do.
To
and completely unsure if anybody listening cared about like the whole direction thing. I feel like there's very few people listening who like knows all the places we're talking about.
Right.
And it's like, oh yeah,
but
that's how
to
I
know
do
about
it.
A1K.
Yeah. So
tell them about the music videos.
That was
really
good
quick.
To do.
That's just how we cracked the code.
Well, we cracked the code because Becca, I'm not kidding, was looking for like 5 hours online trying to find the stuff. And then finally, old Benny Boy Brains came in, and I said, oh, what if it's
because
mm-hmm. they gotta have a cool abbreviation. So then we looked up on YouTube, and we see a music video of them in front of the liquor store across the street, directly outside our window, like doing some kind of music video, and that cracked the whole code. And then we found some people. Becca found one guy's Instagram or something, and he's like posting a video, and Becca's car was in the background.
Our cars are in the background.
Yeah.
One time, remember we came home for the Red Wings game, and they were sitting on my car.
It was like leaning on. Yeah.
I'm like, you guys, that's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Like, but honestly, me and Ben swear by this. They protected our cars for real.
I don't know if they like necessarily protected our cars directly, but I always said like that
because we were like we didn't have a parking lot, so we were always parking on the street in downtown.
Yeah, I think our area was better protected from petty crime because they didn't want to be doing petty crime to get the cops to come over.
Right.
And nobody else wanted to be doing petty crime because the gang
yeah.
was hanging out there.
Yeah.
So honestly, pretty safe place
pretty
to
good
live.
There's two shootings, but other than that, pretty.
Yeah, and as long as you don't get caught in the crossfire.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. And, but then we found out towards the end of our lease that one of the gang members lived in our building.
Yeah, they were infiltrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess seriously, I gotta go. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Thank you for listening to episode 2 or 3. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go. Hold back his hair.
No, seriously. Okay, bye.
Bye.